Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called the Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 3 and verse 1, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." James opens up a brand new kettle of fish now, and he begins to talk about you can't control your tongue, so you should shut up. Now, I know shut up isn't a politically proper word, and I know people will respond to this and get upset because I use it, but the Bible uses that whole idea often and often and often and often. It basically says, let your words be few. Be quiet. In other words, because the nature of becoming a teacher is that we must talk and talk and talk and talk, every single word, phrase, intonation will be judged. Everything, motive as well as message, will come under the scrutiny of the master. And therefore, you should not become one of these people unless you've got your act together and know what you're talking about, because there is a stricter, the Greek is literally a mega judgment for teachers. The Greek word is megan, which means this larger or stricter or more emphatic or more sensitive or more detailed judgment. It's the job of a teacher to know what they're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about, the best thing to do is sit down. And you know many times that in ministry there is people work a full-time job and then they do their ministry, and so and sometimes, you know, they get into the moment and their emotions take over their message and they start saying things that have no biblical truth to them. And the reason that this is so serious is because God is trying to guide the souls of His people. He's using you and I as a messenger. And so a lot of times, I really don't care what you think about the message because I'm too busy trying to make sure He's happy with it. And so that's why we cannot be pleasers of men and women. We can't do what the deacon board wants. We can't do what that little coven of witches do in the church. And they want to guide and direct you. And they want to tell you what you can and cannot preach on. And they want to tell you what you can and cannot say. And they want to tell you how you should do this. All of that is from the evil one. Unless those people actually have your best interest at heart and are actually trying to be of assistance. But I've been doing ministry for over 35 years, and I'll tell you, that's not the motivation I've found from most all of the people who have suggestions about how to teach and preach. I get a tickle about what people strain at, and yet what they swallow. For example, for a long time, people had fits with me because I used contractions in the early days. You shouldn't use contractions, okay? And yet they would go right ahead and have no problem with people having immorality in their life. They strain at a contraction and they swallow a whore. Folks, we need to be teachers of the Word of God. And we need to make sure that we're pleasing God. And so what comes out of our mouth is the reflection of our heart, according to Luke 6:45. And so out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth's going to speak. And we need to make sure as teachers of the Word, realizing there's a greater judgment, and the judgment comes from the one who wrote the word, that our teaching is actually from the word. And a lot of times we know about 2 minutes worth of talking and we speak for 40 minutes. And we need to measure the length of how long we talk with the amount of actual understanding we have. James chapter 3, verse 1.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.